So I was debating on recording my experience yesterday, but I think that you all deserve to hear it. So I want to recap a little bit. If you don't know, I posted on Reddit Confessions that I wanted to cheat on my husband. The universe answered me the very next day as I met a handsome gentleman. And I want to tell you a little bit about our story. So, I got a call that morning, and I had to take the package to said gentleman's job. I went from one security guard to another security guard to an underground dock that I was not supposed to be in. I rang the bell and spoke with another security guard, and he said that someone would be there to help me and escort me for my delivery. Little did I know, a very handsome man would come through the door. I watched him walk up to me. It was maybe, I don't know, 5, 6, I'll say 10 feet. I watched him walk up to me. He was very sassy that morning. He was upset about his cold coffee. He was upset about where I was parked. He was upset that I didn't know anything. And I kept apologizing. And he kept telling me to stop. He escorted me to the room that I needed to deliver. But on the way there, I felt this small connection. Maybe it was just my hormones, or the Reddit post, or the lack of sleep, I don't know, but I wanted him. I wanted him bad. I was wearing a pair of shorts that go down to my knees. They're tight and show my ass a little bit. I was wearing an oversized shirt and a baseball cap. I always have on my Doc Martens. They're my work boots. I looked kind of like a boy, but I don't know what it was. He really liked looking at me. I felt weird. I was wearing an invisible woman's outfit, but he was interested in me. So I went along with it. As he escorted me to the office I was supposed to go to, we walked pretty quickly, and I followed behind. At one point, we had to take an elevator, and I took this as an opportunity to test if he was actually looking and checking me out. So I stood diagonally from him. He went to the back right corner of the elevator, and I went to the front left corner of the elevator. And from my peripheral, I saw him glancing, but he wasn't as sneaky as he thought he was. I got out of the elevator first and swayed my hips a little bit. And when we were in front of the door that I was supposed to go in, I felt a burning on my back of his stare. Once I got my signature from my package, I turned around and walked out of the room. He asked me if I was done, and I told him yes. We walked back to where I was parked. I offered to have him a coffee delivered, and it should have hit me that he wanted to see me again, but it didn't. He asked if I would be bringing the coffee back as a delivery, and I told him no. I would have someone come deliver it to him, and he politely declined. So then I offered him Tiff's treats to see if that would make him less sassy, and he said no. When we got back to the dock area, after he acknowledged that I had a wedding ring on my finger and everything, he then offered my phone number, or I'm sorry, he offered to give me his phone number just in case there were any issues the next time I delivered. And I gladly accepted the phone number. He started texting back and forth. And I was just being my chippy self. more along the lines of my uncensored self because I wasn't on property any longer. And I found out a little secret about him. A secret that I wish I hadn't. I found out that he's a dominant. Is that surprising? My submissive self and my submissive life. Feeling that connection. Is that weird? When he had told me that, and he had told me about writing eroticas, I immediately got wet. I immediately rubbed my clit. And I stopped myself, and I thought, should I tell him about my Reddit audios? So I did. I told him I make ASMR pornography, and he wanted to listen. And just like y'all, he liked the truck stop. We started to back and forth flirt, and today I hand delivered him a coffee. And boy, let me tell you, am I in for a wild ride? What do you think I should do? Do I cheat? Do I say no? Do I go out for the drinks and dancing like we agreed upon? Everything is so tricky and so hard, and all I want to do is touch myself right now. I'm so turned on from seeing his face today, seeing him in his uniform, hearing him talk, watching his demeanor as he walked towards my car. It was also sexy, but in a different way. It wasn't a lustful sexy, it was just a I admire you type sexy. Fuck. Please help me. I'm so desperate and I'm so needy. And I'm dying to be fulfilled. Please help me. Because I don't know what I'm gonna do if I go out for those drinks.